Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I'm feeling a little self-conscious today, so I just need to kind of air it out, no pun intended. If I smell like a dude this morning, it's because I was lazy. I got up, took my shower, got in the shower. It was cold. My heater wasn't on at night, so I had to flip on the heater. And I get in the shower, and I have like that much left of my soap. And so I was like, I'm wet now. Do I get out and run to go get another bar of soap? Or do I use hubby's body wash? So I smell like Old Spice Swagger. Right?
I thought I smelled cedarwood in here this morning.
And every time I do something over here, like I get a whiff of myself because I tried to like cover it up with my lotion afterwards. And I think that just made it worse.
Why don't you just rock the Old Spice? There's nothing wrong with that.
I smell like a dude.
But you're in here with me.
I know. And that's why I was like, he's going to like smell this and be like, what are you wearing? You didn't get a whiff of me over there?
I'd compliment him. Be like, girl, what are you wearing? I'm going to try some of that.
Yeah, you need to try it. It's great. Very hydrating.
So then you bathed again in your lotion.
So yeah. So then I was like, well, let me cover it up because I was lazy. And I put lotion on and it's not a good combo.
Is it on your hand?
It's on my arm. Here smell.
That works. Whatever those combinations are, I think you've discovered something new.
It's Trader Joe's lotion and Old Spice Swagger. So if I got a little extra, you know, oomph in my walk today.
I can't wait for our meetings today to see what the rest of the staff thinks about this.
I'm walking with some extra swagger.
Kelly and Anthony on K-Frog.
I feel like I spend half of my life in the car, and it's very evident when I just traded in my Tahoe. I had it for 9 years. And I had over 155,000 miles on it.
Wow.
And I feel like that's a lot. So I read stories like this, and I'm like, there's no way. A mechanic saw a Camry come in. This Camry was a 2017 Camry.
Okay.
Had 1,138 miles on it.
Whoa.
Yeah. 8 years old. Let me tell you, my brand new car that I just bought 3 weeks ago, I have more than that on my brand new car.
That car must have just been sitting there.
Yeah, it went viral. There was a mechanic at a Toyota shop when it came in, and he goes, man, this just reminds me of like a grandma car. She only takes it to church on Sundays. She's not driving a lot of places. And I think about my Nana's car. My brother has it now. It's a 2003, okay, back when I graduated high school, and it has, I think it's like 43,000 miles on it. Right? Like,
oh,
I do that in like 6 months.
Yeah. My dad had I can't remember the year, but it was a Dodge Challenger, and he worked very close to where we had lived, mm-hmm. and didn't, you know, we didn't really go on big road trips or anything like that. So it was the same thing, kind of an older-ish car. But when you heard the miles, like that doesn't add up.
And I tried to do that. Like when my husband got his truck last year, I was like, okay, we're going to take my car everywhere because we don't want to put the miles on the new car. It doesn't work. Mm-hmm. You know, it's like, well, you have to go to this baseball field with this kid and I'm going to go here and then work and grocery shop. No. How many miles are on your truck?
You asked me that yesterday. And when I left work, I was supposed to check. Therefore,
you did not.
During the next song, I'm going to run down to the parking lot and see where I can tell you it's a 2015 Toyota Tundra.
Okay.
Let's take a guess.
Okay. 2015.
Over under, let's put it at like 160,000. You think over under?
I'm going to go slightly over.
Okay. That's fair. I would probably guess that too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What are you rocking on your car? How much mileage have you put on your ride? We want to know the year and the mileage. Let's see who has the most mileage out on the freeways right now.
I am going to the parking lot. Be right back.
I feel like the freeway is my second home, as evident is the mileage on my brand new car. My car is like 3 weeks old, already over 1,100 miles on it. Anthony, we were taking the over-under on your truck. It's what year?
We had both said over 160. The year's of 2015.
Okay, 2015.
And we had both said, oh, it's got to be over 160. No, yeah. I just creeped over 131.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, my wife's car is the family car. Whenever we go somewhere, we take that.
So that's what you're taking.
And mine, I guess, is a commuter slash camping truck. That's all we use it for.
When you need a tow. Yeah. Definitely. Check this out from the 909. Says, I bought my 2025 Jeep Gladiator in June. Already have over 9,000 miles on it.
Jeep Gladiator, that's got to be your hobby.
That's a lifestyle.
You're living in that thing.
Yeah. Sophia and Corona, let's start with you. What year is your car?
An 07.
Okay. How many miles are you rocking?
140,000.
Dang, girl. Do you feel like you are constantly in your car?
No, I got it from my dad, and it's almost as old as me, and I feel like it doesn't have very many mileage.
What's your daily commute to work?
23 miles.
Oh, that's not bad.
No, it's good.
Good morning, K-Frog. Who's this and where you calling from?
Hey, Kelly. It's Jordan from Redland.
Hey, Jordan. Let's start with what year is your car?
It's a 2013.
Okay. How many miles?
Currently, it's 274,764.
Oh, my gosh, Jordan. You for sure have the lead right now. Is this like your car every day going on every single vacation, or how'd you put that many miles on it?
So first off, it was a secondhand from my father-in-law, and he drove from Redlands to Los Angeles downtown every day for years.
Oh, God.
We got it. We put about 70,000 miles on it, so he gave it to us about 200,000. But yeah, it's used for everything.
And does it still run good? How many times have you had to replace the engine?
The original engine, original transmission, it runs great. Oh, that's only because I'm a mechanic, so I know how to take care of it.
You're cheating, Jordan. That's not fair.
Armando and Beaumont, how many miles are on your car?
There's 286,191.
Okay, you beat Jordan. Now let me try and guess the year of your car. I'm going to say it's a 2012?
Close, 2010.
Are you the original owner?
Original owners, everything's original. Never had changed anything on this car yet.
How are you putting that many miles on this car?
Driving to and from work. Actually, it's a 2011. Sorry, I'm in the wrong car. 2011.
How far is your commute?
Commute's about, 40 miles each way.
Oh, gosh. Is your car comfy
every
then?
Day. Yeah, it's small, but it's comfortable, very comfortable.
What's the gas mileage like?
Oh, wow. This thing gets, about 38 to the gallon?
Okay, now you're just bragging.
No, honestly.
38 miles to the gallon? I need one of those cars.
That's nice.
Especially if it's running that long.
No mention of cyber trucks. Those wild, crazy cars.
Not yet. Well, people be putting the miles on here in Southern California when it comes to their car. We start talking about this Camry that went viral. It was like a 2017, had only 1,100 miles on it. I have more than that on my Suburban I bought 3 weeks ago. This is crazy to hear the mileage on people's cars, because it's usually the extreme, either a ton or you're barely driving at all.
Or you never drive. Our text thread looks like Auto Trader right now with how many car models. And
I'm just looking for the OBO. My best offer is, let's see, Stephanie in San Bernardino. Go ahead. Let's hear about your car.
I've got a 2009 Toyota Tacoma, and she's got 324,928 miles on it.
Whoa. Oh, my gosh. You need to be on a Toyota commercial.
It runs like a champ.
Toyotas, baby. Wow. There you go.
Good morning, K-Frog. Who's this and where you calling from?
Hi, Priscilla, and I'm calling from Paris on my way to work in Claremont.
Oh, okay, so you got a little bit of a commute. I'm going to guess you have high mileage. What year is your car?
2013 Toyota Corolla Sport, and I have 257,000 miles going to hit a little over 7 miles over that.
Wow. Any inkling that you want to trade it in, or is this thing your go-to car?
No, this is my go-to car for right now. It's been paid off 3 years after I got it, and I have had no major problems. I believe in Toyotas are like the best cars to have.
I was going to say, you're over 200,000 miles, and for a Toyota, that's nothing. You got a ways to go.
Yeah, they told me I could get about 400,000, 600,000 as long as I keep maintaining it. I haven't even had my brakes changed on it, and they'll probably be due this year. Yep.
You've never had your brakes changed on it?
No. And they told me I'm about due. So
I would listen to them.
Katie and Grand Terrace, you tell us the mileage. We're going to try and guess the year.
Oh, okay, 427,393.
Okay, we're shocked right now.
I'm going to say it's an 86.
Yeah. No.
Is it a Model A? let's go with, it is a 2009.
Say
2002.
I'm going to say 2002.
Yeah. Are you the original owner?
Yep. Bought it with 4 miles on it.
Is it commuting to work, or is it vacations? How'd you put all the miles on it?
Everything, vacations, kids. My son was in travel ball, all that too. So same sort of thing. But I used to commute to Irvine from San Bernardino.
Ooh, yeah.
So along with the work commute, it was the family car.
Yes.
No wonder you can't find used cars with low mileage. Hearing all these, I'm like, oh my gosh.
You ever think about that? How much time you actually do spend on the road?
Half my life is what it feels like.
Exactly.
Kelly and Anthony on K-Frog.
A little over 2 weeks away from Halloween, candy is already on the brain when it comes to Carter's question.
It's time for Carter's question of the day.
Finally, Halloween is on a Friday. That means we get to stay up late and get a bunch of candy.
Okay, that doesn't mean you can trick or treat till super late. These are people's houses.
So I can trick or treat until midnight?
No. You can maybe trick or treat till like 9 o'clock. Midnight is way too late.
How about 10?
No. What if there's little kids that live in that house?
So?
Not so. No, there has to be a cutoff for trick or treat. I would say maybe 9 o'clock. What do you say?
No. I'm saying 11:59.
Fool, you're not even going to stay up till 11:59.
Yes, I am.
I don't know who this kid thinks he is. Like, he's going to rage all night on Halloween.
I can't wait till Carter has kids. I'm going to come to his house, ringing his doorbell at 11 p.m. trying to get some candy.
Yeah, no. And even thinking about it, I told him last night when we talked about it, I said, I think 9 o'clock, even that might be a little late, especially for families who have little kids. Like, when do you expect to get the last knock on the door from a trick-or-treater?
Well, I'll tell you this. We're one of those houses that keeps the porch light off.
Oh, okay, you little Scrooge.
Well, and here's why. Because we're not home.
Oh.
Because we usually go, my parents have like a block party that they do. We go up there, we hang out for a bit, and then we come home. But still, even when we come home, the light stays off. Because that signifies, don't come to the door.
We don't have any candy.
There's nothing for you here. I would say if the light was on, man, I'd say 8 o'clock. I'll give
really?
You a little, I'll say 8:10 just to be nice.
Even on a Friday night?
Even on a Friday night. Because I got my routine. That doesn't change the kids' routine in the house.
I
got to understand,
know.
We got little ones in there.
I would say 8:30, 9 o'clock.
Maybe that's just because that's the stage you're in with the boys and they're probably excited. Why don't you start earlier? Start trick-or-treating at 4.
Okay.
When the sun's up.
Most people aren't even off work yet. Sitting on your front porch. Excuse me, can I get a Reese's?
Just saying.
All right, what is the cutoff for trick-or-treating? When should you get the last knock on the door? When do you think trick-or-treating should stop?
Probably like 8 o'clock. I feel like 8 o'clock's a good time to stop.
Does the day of the week matter? Because we've had a few text messages where they say if it's Friday or Saturday, maybe you can go a little bit longer.
Well, considering nowadays they don't have kids going to school the following day, I mean, 8, 9 o'clock, I guess, would be fair.
Hang on. Post-Halloween is now a school holiday?
Yeah, my kids actually don't go to school on the following day.
Well, this year it's a Saturday, so everybody has it off.
But that makes sense. But if it was on a weekday, they would have the next day off?
Yeah, correct. Last year, I believe it fell on a weekday, and they had that following day off of school.
I need to transfer to your district.
Casey and Fontana, what time do you think trick-or-treating should stop?
Oh, I mean, go till 2 a.m. I don't care. That's awesome. You know, keep it going.
Are you kidding me? You want little kids knocking on your door at 2 a.m.?
Oh, heck yeah. I love it. If they want to come by the next day, they can come by. I always got so much candy left over. They can keep coming until it's done because I don't want to eat it.
Casey, you're the cool neighbor. Sarah in Temecula, when should you get the last trick-or-treater at your house? What's the cutoff?
I say 10.
You're okay with people knocking on your door at 10 o'clock at night?
No, but they're going to do it anyway.
Okay, so if you had your way and there was a curfew, what would the curfew be?
I'd say 9 because my kids are asleep by 9.
Still too late. That's okay. That's late.
I have a 2-year-old, so I'm like, I try to get him to bed by 8:30 or 9.
See, and Sarah's still out there handing out candy. She's doing God's work. You're a saint, Sarah.
Kelly and Anthony on K-Frog.
Another failed home project? What's
no,
going on
no,
with
no,
you,
no,
Anthony?
No. It was not a failed project. I couldn't get to the project because I'm stringing some lights in the backyard. So you're supposed to put like this wire through them so they hold up and they're sturdy.
Okay.
And I ordered the little kit off of Amazon. But here was the problem. You know when Amazon gives you that option of buy it new or buy it, what is it, like gently used or something like that, and you save $4 or $5. Well, I chose that option, and when the package came, it was missing 3 parts, and I couldn't do it.
Gently used and half missing.
Yeah. The dude had, like, cut the wire. I was missing a tool and then the little clamps to keep the string together.
I'll be honest. I see that option, and it always terrifies me because I was like, what's your definition of gently used versus my definition of gently used? That is like used and abused. That's not gently used.
100%. So I don't want to say I was halfway through the project, but I was well into it until realizing something ain't right here. I was trying to makeshift it. I ran to the store to grab the pieces that were missing. And as I'm like pulling the wire to see how long it is, like this, it doesn't even reach the other side of the yard. The guy had cut it. I'm like, okay, back in the box you go, returning this.
So you chose that option to save like $4. How much did you spend in your Home
Probably
Depot trip?
Probably around $4 or $5, a little
plus
bit more.
Plus the gas to go return
and
it
the
now.
Gas and my time. But I did realize as I was driving to the store, I was like, oh, wait a minute, I have a chiro appointment. So it was actually good I got out.
So it wasn't all bad.
I caught the appointment, then I was good and tried to finish my project. But I will tell you this, as I was up on the ladder and I was doing the lights, you know what kind of, and I like to have music on when I'm working.
Uh-huh.
I put Christmas music on. Because I was on the ladder and I was stringing lights, it made me think of like doing Christmas lights on the house.
Did you bust out the Mariah?
I saw it on there and I skipped it purposely because I just cannot.
Oh gosh, it's like I don't even know you.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.